Refuge After the Goth Club was written by Benson Smythe. And for the record, this is his favorite script that he's ever written. And so yeah, I decided to fill this one. I really like playing goth characters. There's probably a good reason for that. You know, I am pretty goth myself. And hello, there's rough sex. And if you know me, that is what I'm into. So I could not turn it down. Someone in the comments on Reddit had mentioned that there were some parallels to this one and The Fugue State, and I can see that. This guy who's super aggressive and into rough sex and is growly and like all that stuff. So it's kind of like that character from The Fugue State, only without the blackouts. So I was talking to that person and it was like, if my character in The Fugue State ended up totally Nancy Drewing the whole thing and figuring out what his deal was and dealing with his baggage, and this is him now, and so maybe she was this person's sister that he had broken up with. Something to think about. Sorry, Benson, but I think it could work. And ew, those guys who are following her after the club, never be one of those guys. So I used to live in a city where almost all the men were those guys. I was afraid to leave my house. Literally, every single time I left my house, I didn't drive, so I was a pedestrian and I took the bus and stuff, I would have guys following me, guys catcalling me, guys all over me, sometimes like 10 times during a walk. It was ridiculous. And it was mainly just this one city where I lived in, and I don't know how anyone thought that was okay. And I remember one time I got off the bus at 10 o'clock at night and I was walking to my house and these guys started following me. Well, first it was one guy and I was like, oh no. So I started walking quicker and I saw people ahead of me. I'm like, oh good, good, good. So then I reached to that person. And then that person started following me too. Then I had two guys following me. And I'm like, oh no. And so I was wearing a hoodie. Before they even started following me, I put the hood up. And I was hoping that, you know, I'd be genderless. But that doesn't really work with me because I have assets that show. So, yeah. It was quite obvious that I was a female. So that really sucked. And so then I kept walking as quickly as I could. And then once I got to a main road, I ran into a bunch of cops because someone was shot. So those guys kind of went away. And someone getting shot was also something that occurred like all the time over there. So that was nothing new. That wasn't a surprise. Oh, that was funny. I asked the cop if I could walk home because I wanted to take the busy street instead of taking the back roads because it was dark and I already had these two guys following me. He's like, yeah, sure. He's like, oh, wait, no, no, someone was shot. You're not allowed to go that way. He just momentarily forgot. Fun times. So anyway, I have been this character where you're just trying to get away from the dudes who are following you. Luckily for her, that door opened right on time, but oh gosh, those guys waiting outside for her? What the hell? And some of them are quite persistent. I've had guys get in front of me so I couldn't get past them. It can happen. This character kind of reminds me of myself in high school. Because I used to totally judge people by the music that they listen to and just their outward appearance. And there are tons of like those bro dudes. And yeah, I always figured they listened to shitty music. So I remember I used to ask them, I'm like, hey, do you listen to shitty music or do you listen to good music? And oddly enough, sometimes they would say shitty music, like with a question mark. Oh, it was great. And by the way, a lot of people were intimidated by me because I was goth. I scared the hell out of everyone in my high school. It was fun. People used to ask me if I had slaughtered any goats lately. High school. Yeah. But I really have been shocked sometimes when finding out that people do like music. I would not expect them to like... That's not something that matters to me anymore. But when I was younger, probably high school for sure, and middle school, and probably some of college. Yeah, college, I totally did judge people, I'll admit. But not all of college. Anyway, just a little bit of college. Now, something that took me by surprise here is just how she treats her sister. Now, at first, she's like, you know, my sister would not like you saying that to me, and you should not be saying it to me. Hello, my sister. But then she's very... Once she starts to realize this guy is cooler than she thought, she really starts to take his side, and she really kind of begins shit-talking her sister. Like, talking about how she's a better lay than her sister, and... You know, at the end, when she's talking about taking the bath, then they're gonna go shit talk her sister. Yeah, there are other times too. Like, huh, hello? Sisters before misters. So I'm guessing they don't have a super great relationship. You know, I didn't have a really good relationship with my siblings when I was younger. Probably not until after college. So, I mean, I can see that too. I guess this character just reminds me of a younger me. And then she starts looking through his stuff. Doesn't even ask him, just starts trying to open up everything and look in his computer. And I totally used to do that too. I was a lot younger though. I was probably in middle school, I want to say. I go to people's houses and I just be like, oh, I'm gonna go through everything in the house. And I did that because I was with my cousins and we were at another cousin's house. And so I was just following them, and they had just met this cousin pretty much. Like, I knew this cousin better than they did. And they just started going through all the rooms in their house, going through every drawer, looking through everything. And we were kids too, so it was like, this seems wrong, but like also, I don't know if anyone cares. I don't know. I feel like we played, I don't know, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat or something, because we found a game system in one of the rooms. I don't know. And then I was with a friend of mine, and we were at somebody's house, and then we ended up doing that at her house too. And then I was at my friend's house a few years ago. It was my first time at her house, and for some reason I found myself doing that. I'm like, oh wow, this door is so neat, it's so tiny, what's in here? And I was about to open it, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm sorry. What came over me? There could be like sex toys in there, I'm sorry. So I can relate a bit to this. I don't want anyone doing that to me. You will find some interesting things though, I'll say. But the hottest thing was when she's like, you can't handle me. And then he's all like, yeah, you think? And then he's like, yeah, I'll show her. And then he totally puts her in her place and he gets super, super rough and teaches her a lesson. And oh, so hot. I think she was overwhelmed by it all and just so surprised. And so she basically was kind of in shock and she let this dude do whatever. And then she was like, wait a second. And then she got back in her groove and she remembered who she is. And then it got kind of switchy because then she started fucking him back. Because, I mean, I don't think that she is, and she's submissive, but I don't think she wasn't that level of submissive. I think she... is pretty dominant too, maybe an aggressive sub, not totally sure there, but I definite switchy vibe. And aw, he gave her the cameo! I am so curious about that. So I guess it was meant for her sister, and then he gave it to her. Well, that makes sense, because she would like it. But I'm also kind of like, or did he have it in mind for her? And he saw it and he got it just in case he ran into her again. I don't know. He just bought it because he was thinking about her. Or maybe it is a family heirloom. I'm wondering what is up there. Has he always had a crush? Well, he did always have a crush on her, because he said when she was talking about the picture that he had of her, how he wanted to fuck her. So yeah, he has had a crush on her for a while. I don't believe that she had a crush on him. I think that he took her by surprise and blew her away, and she definitely changed her mind about him and developed a crush, but I don't think that she ever had one on him. But he's always kind of pined for her. So I think they're gonna last. I mean, it's friends to lovers, and like, they're acquaintances at best, and then they become lovers and they learn more about each other. Well, she learns a lot more about him and even his personal life too, because he talks about his brother and sister, and they do get closer when they realize that they have some stuff in common. They're pretty compatible in bed. And that's a win, really. That can be pretty important, especially to people probably like them. So I can see this lasting. And I'm sorry, Benson has said that there's no sequel planned for this. And he does do a lot of sequels for his scripts. So if you're hoping for one, there is not going to be one. But have no fear, because there will be another Fugue State part coming up soon. Sorry, Benson, if I wasn't supposed to mention that.